Abu Hassan owned two shops in Homs, more specifically a grocery and a hardware shop in the rebel stronghold of Baba Amr. Today they are bomb sites, and his thriving livelihood is nothing but a rubble-strewn memory. Luckily for Abu Hassan, his immediate family is still alive, which is more than can be said for thousands of his neighbours. When the shelling, terror and deprivation became more than they could bear, Abu Hassan and his wife, their three children, his mother and disabled father, fled from their home. After a terrifying journey on foot, they made it over the border to Lebanon. They're staying in a village in the Bekaa Valley, sheltering with extended family. And they told their story to Andrew Bosson.
You came from Homs, right? Jaitman Homs, huh? What was the situation there? شو الوضع بالهومس هلا؟
سيء للغاية. ما في شيء، لا في أكل، لا في شرب، لا في شيء حار.
There is nothing there. No food, nothing to drink. They blocked everything from us. Water is not working. Electricity is not working. The phones don't work. No bread, no food, no medication. The hospital we were counting on became military barracks for the Assad army. Fear, terror. They will come the next second, and they are all around us. They might give us a break for an hour, and then they resume shooting, shelling all kinds. While you are looking for something to eat when shelling stops, then the snipers start their round.
When you're living under siege or living under the Syrian regime, what are the things that you can do and the things that you cannot do?
The regime wants to topple our freedom. Our freedom, from their point of view, is to be slaughtered, killed. They've gotten used to seeing blood. We are going out to peaceful demonstrations. They don't understand this. They only understand how to shoot and kill and run us over with tanks. The regime is criminal. Criminal. To the fullest extent. My cousin, just standing, normally. They didn't shoot at him with a rifle. They shot at him with a tank and blew him to pieces. They took what was left of him and they didn't accept giving him back to us until we signed a paper saying that he was killed by armed gangs. But who killed him was there. The Assad gang killed him. Nobody was allowed to walk in the funeral. And then when we walked in his funeral, us, his cousins, we became wanted by the government, pretending we are terrorists, and he is the honest guy, Bashar al-Assad.
Our Lebanese host, Hassan, who married a relative of Abu Hassan from Homs, brought us to his house for lunch, where he will likely bring more Syrians who are crossing the border today. Tell me about the children. How has this affected them? اللي عن الأطفال يعني شو صار مع الأطفال كيف بحسوا الأطفال؟
مدارس ما في.
There's no schools. The children live in fear and terror from everything. There is no other thought that crosses their minds but to go back to home. And there is no home to go back to.
How do you explain the situation to your children? كيف تشرح الموضوع للأطفال؟
They have to accept this as their fathers and uncles did before. This is the reality we are living now. This is the situation that Bashar al-Assad has made. He wants to live in paradise and us to live in hell.
Safety is a relative term in this region. Relations between Syria and Lebanon are strained. Syria occupied Lebanon for many years. While the Lebanese government has said they will accept refugees like Abu Hassan on humanitarian grounds, he fears there are plenty who would gladly hand them back to the Assad regime, members of Hezbollah, for example. And he also worries there are Syrian soldiers who've crossed the border, hunting for rebels.
You think you're safe when you are here? No, you're not. There's still Hezbollah here. The Syrian regime has many people here.
What now? Do you expect to stay in Lebanon? فشو هلا بتوقع تعاد هون بلبنان بفترة طويلة؟
إن شاء الله نازل نازل.
There's no way I'm not going back. He will fall, God willing. When he falls, of course, we're going back. Let him go somewhere else. We have Syria. He has nothing in Syria. My two brothers are still there, injured, and we cannot get them out. If you go to the hospital as wounded, they slaughter you. Understand? The Assad army will slaughter them because he told them to do that, to get used to blood.
What do you think of Syria now, comparing it before and after the revolution started?
Before the revolution, we would see things, but we wouldn't dare raise our voices. Once you talk, the security will show up and take you away. You wouldn't know where you are. Now, we are swearing at them in public. Even the children are saying, damn your soul, Hafez Assad. Even the little children are saying, damn you, Bashar al-Assad.
Syrian refugee Abu Hassan was talking to Andrew Bosson.